Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. We're in the Advent season, focusing on the Christmas story today, Matthew 1, 21, and then verses 24 through 25. She will bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. When Joseph awoke from sleep, this is verse 24, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Joshua is the name in the Hebrew language. In Greek, it's pronounced Jesus. But in both languages, the meaning is the same. Joshua, Jesus, the Lord saves. Matthew clearly explained why the Son of God should be called Jesus. Matthew says he would save his people from their sins. The people of Israel were desperate for a savior. Some wanted a military general to take back their land by force. Others wanted a political leader to overthrow the Roman government from the inside. Still others, living with the results of poverty, wanted a savior to deliver them from physical hardship. Even today, people want Jesus for different reasons. People want their savior to get them a job, fix their marriage, heal them from an illness, help them recover from an addiction, or help them get their life back together. And certainly Jesus can do all of those things. But every external issue is the symptom of an internal problem. We need a Savior to save us from our sins that separate us from God. That's the eternal salvation that Jesus came to give us. Once our eternal salvation is in place, we can trust Him for the other issues. But we must start with first things first. Jesus, thank you for being my Savior. Thank you for purchasing my salvation by your death on the cross. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, parents, take some time to explain to your children what the name Jesus means. Take the time to clearly explain how they can have a personal relationship with Jesus, the one who saves. And share your stories with us. We'd love to hear them at prayer@ronmoore.org. Prayer@ronmoore.org.